Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I am on my way to a meeting with someone that we're looking to hire for one of my side businesses. I've got a side business in the personal finance space with a business partner. And we've finally come to the realization, I don't know what in the world took us so long, but we finally come to the realization that, man, we need help. This is a side business for both of us. So obviously I'm a marketing coach and consultant with Boutique Growth. That's my day job, so to speak. So it keeps me pretty busy. My business partner is a financial planner, a good one, a successful one that keeps him pretty busy. And we've got this side business. It's more of a training and education offering that we're both pretty confident is a seven-figure business in the making. And we've been at it for, I want to say, it's actually embarrassing to admit this. And if he listens to this, he's going to be even more embarrassed. But I want to say it's been over 3 years, maybe even 4 years since we first conceived of the idea. And we've done some work on it. There was a podcast, there is a podcast. But then when things got really busy, we dropped the ball on the podcast and we took at least a year off. I think it might have been a couple of years off effectively. And now we're getting back on the wagon and we're trying to build a course that we can launch through that brand. But this time we're hopefully gonna do things a little bit differently. Whereas in the past, we kind of relied on ourselves to do everything. So between me and him, he's more of the subject matter expert in this venture and I'm the marketer. But we pretty much did everything on our own. And I think that's really the driving cause behind our lack of progress. The audience is there, and that's the big kind of ray of hope, is that there is an audience, they're paying attention. Even when we stopped publishing the podcast, there were downloadings. So the audience is there, but we kind of stopped showing up because we got busy and because, you know, it was a side project, so it got pushed to the back burner. But I think what we're realizing now is, although it's a side business, if we don't dedicate resources to it, it's never really going to go anywhere, and we're just going to be wasting our time continuing at the level that we're at right now. So that's why we're looking to hire, and we're interviewing people right now, pretty confident about the person we're about to talk to. And she's going to come on to just kind of help us turn the gears. I mean, there's a lot of things that we just don't have the time to do. We want to be able to focus on content creation, both on the marketing side, for the podcast, for the Facebook Lives that we do, and for the course that we're building. And we need somebody else to come in and just kind of handle everything else. Sending the emails, responding to questions, doing the social media thing, just really turning the gears to really take this thing to the next level. And you know, that's one part of it. The other part of it is we need someone to kind of keep us in check. So this role is kind of a funny role, but it's part turning the gears, but it's also part like being the boss, because him and I are both just too busy with our main businesses to really keep this thing top of mind or front of mind. So we drop the ball, we forget things, we push it back. So we need someone to kind of just help us keep things on track. Once we commit to a schedule, once we commit to a plan of action, we need someone to help us follow through on that and harass us and follow up with us and so on and so forth. So that's what we're hiring for now. And I just wanted to share that with you because I think it's a long time coming. I don't know what took us so long to take this step. It's a little bit ridiculous, to be honest, because like I said, this is a seven-figure business. There's no doubt in my mind that this is a seven-figure business, but it's not going to become one if we give it the level of attention that it currently deserves. And so while we're short on time, you know, we definitely have, unlimited reserves of cash, but we do have money that we could spend on hiring someone to help us run the business. And right now, it's not a big role. It's a few hours here and there, and as we grow more revenue, the role will expand. But by then, we'll have the revenue to offset the cost. So, it's really a no-brainer. And if we don't take this step, I know we're gonna stay where we're at right now. We're gonna remain stuck. And so, I think that's something to think about for your business: is are you doing things that you shouldn't be doing? Or are you putting things off that you know you should be doing, but you just don't have the time to do and you never really get around to it? And can you bring somebody on to help with that? And I know sometimes the idea of hiring And the cost associated with that can be a frightening thing, especially when cash flow is a concern. And look, cash flow is a concern for everybody. I mean, I don't think that really ever goes away, because as you grow your revenue, you also grow your expenses. That's definitely the case. So cash flow is always a concern. You've got to manage it. But at the same time, you have to recognize that there is an opportunity cost. If you don't bring somebody on to help you with some of the things that you can't do or don't want to do or don't have the time to do, then you're sacrificing growth. And you got to be honest with yourself as to what that trade-off looks like and what you're really giving up. In our case, we are saying no more. We're not willing to give up on the opportunity behind this business. And now we're going to put the resources towards bringing somebody on that can help us really take it forward. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.